But while releasing control, you exercise your faith that God, as I release control, you take control of 100% of all events that are around the circumference of your life, in my life. That's a powerful measure of faith that you begin to exercise. And if every single Christian would tap on the power of the cross, all the events in their life will lead them into the fulfillment of God's will for their lives. That's the power of the cross. Now, how has this power of the cross been released in many other lives? You see it happening over and over again in different lives where as they learn to walk with God, they reach a point where they learn the authority of Christ, and then they reach another point where they learn that they can release the authority to God in order for God to take control. What are the conditions for this? For releasing this power of the cross? The conditions are as follows. Number one, God requires that you surrender to Him 100%. 100%. When Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, you read about His prayer at Gethsemane. There was some measure of spiritual struggle going on that was revealed in His prayer at Gethsemane. When Jesus prayed and spoke to the Father and said, "If it be possible, let this cup be taken from me. But if not, let your will be done." We all know that wonderful story of Gethsemane. So Jesus held up the cup before God. It was a symbol of everything in His life. Now, He was a man in control all the time. More in control than any single one of us. He exercised more authority than any human on earth. And He is more pure than any human being on earth. He was always in control. Now, as He came to the cross, do you notice there was a difference between Jesus pre-Gethsemane and post-Gethsemane? Jesus pre-Gethsemane was always in control. When the waves and the wind come to Him, He says, "Peace be still." When demons come before Him, He commanded them, "Shut up and get out." He commanded the demons. When sicknesses come before Him, He will reach out and says, "Be thou whole." He was always in control. But when He entered into Gethsemane, He released a different faith. It was faith in the power of the cross. And the cup that Jesus drank symbolized His life. So there is a condition for releasing that. That is, number one, 100% surrender to God. Not 99%, 100% of our life. Which is why it's good to sing songs of surrender in our life. It's good to confess our surrender to God every day. Because when you sing it and you mean it with all your heart, you are tapping upon the power of the cross. And this truth is so marvelous that before the Pentecostal movement came forth and we have all kinds of books on authority and prosperity and dominion. You have books like Andrew Murray who write books like Absolute Surrender. And I believe it's entitled by somebody else as The Power of Surrender. So this truth has been discovered before. But somehow in the Pentecostal revival, where we learn to move mountains, we learn to speak against demons, we learn to take authority over demons, we learn to take authority over sickness and disease, somehow along the way, we lose sight of this truth. The power of surrender. The power of the cross. But it's there all the time. And in this conditions, is number one, 100% surrenderedness to God. Now, 100% as you know it. Because our subconscious mind may know things that our conscious mind does not know. But as consciously as you know how, with all your heart, you surrender your life to God. And the day you surrender your life to God 100% and says, Father God, not my will but yours be done. Don't just leave it there. Begin to take it into the power of the cross where you exercise faith that from then onwards. You see, when Jesus went to the cross, although he wept, although he cried, although he suffered, and although there was great pain he bore, the Bible declared in chapter 12 of Hebrews verse 2 that he saw the end result. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And you look at this, he says, who for the joy that was set before him. So when Jesus Christ went to the cross, although there were great emotions involved, and we know that at Gethsemane, he prayed until the sweat was dropping blood. Real blood flowed out of his veins and arteries. Out of his capillaries. We know all the pain that was there. But wasn't it Jesus who also during that time spoke to the disciples in John 14, 15, 16 about the joy that he came to give? Because he was now releasing something to God. And believe me, the day you surrender to God 100% and exercise faith in God's control, something marvelous starts being released. Something powerful. It is faith in God's 100% control of all your circumstances. Now, every single one of us have circumstances in your life that you can control. And those that you can control, you can exercise faith in the Word and in the promises of God. But every one of us have circumstances beyond your control. So many Christians are asking the question, what do I do about circumstances that I have no control of? That seemingly others have control of? That seemingly others have a free choice in? What do I do? Exercise faith in the power of the cross. By surrendering yourself, you can now believe that I cannot overemphasize it, which is why I keep repeating. Every single circumstance that touches a circumference of your life will be molded by God according to God's will. That's powerful. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Along with that is number 2, faith in the love of God. Faith in the power of the cross involves faith in the love of God. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we all know the promises of Romans 8 verse 28. Now of course in Romans 8 28, a promise that many have claimed, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose. The only condition is that you love God. But behind us loving God is the faith that God loves you. That God loves you for who you are. In the Bible, it says in the verses that follow, in verse 37, yet in all these things, Now what things? In all those things that it looks as if you're not in control. And look at some of the things that he talks about. You know, all those things that come. There is in verse 35, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril. And look at the last one, sword. That means in wartime. Let's say you're caught in a war zone. It certainly looks like you have no more control. Enemy soldiers are fighting with friendly allies. And you're caught somewhere in between, in a war zone. Besides exercising faith in Psalms 91, which is a good psalm, you have to exercise faith in the power of the cross. And part of what it involves is, number one, surrender your life to God. Because if your life is surrendered to God, then God says, all right, I will now manifest to this life that is now given to me. Do you know there is a shortage for God to flow through human vessels? Because God loves to manifest, but He looks for yielded vessels to manifest through. And He looks, His eyes look to and fro around the earth for people who are surrendered for Him to manifest through, so that those who cannot contact Him directly can see through those who surrendered to Him His goodness and His mercy. And besides us loving God, it says in verse 37, all these things, which includes war, famine, tribulation, persecution, distress, nakedness, peril, there is danger, or anything you can name that you cannot control. In all these things, did he say in one or two of these things? Nay. Did he say in 50% of those things? No. Did he say in 99%? No. It says in all these things. Yes, include everything. Of everything and everyone around you whom you have lost control. We are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Not just that we love Him, but that He loves us. And He loved you so much that in verse 38, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 38, 39. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ. Your grandma, grand aunts, or the devil, all these are included. Those who don't know God around you. Or those who don't walk with God. They are included in the words, any other created being. Humans, mutants, whatever they be, they are included in that verse. All cannot separate you from the love of Christ. So how do we tap on faith in God's control of all circumstances in the power of the cross? Number one, faith in God's control of all things. You release that by surrender to Him. And secondly, faith in the love of God. Faith that God loves you. That God loves you more than any human can love you. That God loves you more than you can imagine how much He loves you. That God just loves you so powerfully that the Bible says you are not just a conqueror. You know why they use the word more than a conqueror? Because when you're exercising power in the Word and power in the Spirit, you are actually doing what I call conquering for Christ. But when you're exercising the power of the cross, it is the meek inheriting the earth. It is somebody else do the conquering and you are enjoying the results of the conquest. That's why you use the word more than a conqueror. Now, we all know when you read the Bible is balanced. The Bible also speaks about we all fighting a war, a spiritual war.